to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. My name is Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney on Secure Freedom Radio. My next guest is Kevin Freeman. He is author of Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack, another very well-regarded book, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and How It Can Happen Again. He is founder of GlobalEconomicWarfare.com. He is a senior fellow with the Center for Security Policy, and he will be host of Economic War Room, which will be debuting on The Blaze in the summer of 2017. Kevin Freeman, welcome.
Thank you, Fred. Great to be here.
Now, Kevin, you have a very interesting blog you posted today on a coming trade war with the United States. I'd like you to first tell our audience where they can find this piece and go over your major judgments.
Sure. It's found at globaleconomicwarfare.com, which is my blog. The title is Don't Worry About a Coming Trade War, We're Already in One. And basically, recently, the political intelligentsia has been accusing President Trump of pushing us towards a trade war. And the Russians have picked up on that theme, and when we applied sanctions, they said, oh, you're creating a trade war. But the bottom line is, we've been in a trade war, and President Trump is just recognizing it and responding to it.
Now, something I saw you wrote in this piece is basically there is a globalist free trade crowd that wants American policy to always revert to free trade. What did you mean by that?
Well, there are the globalists that run multinational corporations, that run a lot of the think tanks and so forth, that just make a couple of assumptions. They assume that the Cold War is over, therefore everybody is just playing for money, and the money they're playing for is dollars. And so really all we have to do is compete economically, and we should have free trade as much as possible under all circumstances. Well, if you follow that line of thinking, then you end up selling sensitive technology to potential adversaries and enemies. And so they're arguing, well, we should just a free exchange of everything, because they just ignore the national security aspects of it. What we see as a marketplace, our enemies view as a battle space, and they're competing against us to win for their nation's interests, and we're sitting here thinking, well, we're all citizens of the world.
You also write that these free trade globalists reconcile their position by assuming that the United States or the West will always be the leader of the global order. But you're saying that that may not always be the case, or there's something else going on?
Well, we want to assume that America will always be the world's leader, that everybody will always be using the U.S. dollar, that our Western financial system will always be the main means of exchange between nations. Well, China has been, for 5 years at least, been working to make sure that that's not so. 5 years ago, they said that we've got to de-Americanize the world. We've got to remove the American control of the financial system. The Russians have been rapidly moving that direction. And of course, the Iranians, the North Koreans, they would like to see us wiped off the map entirely. So we have a false assumption that America is permanent, much the same as the British had an assumption that the sun never sets on the British Empire.
You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio. My guest is economist Kevin Freeman. Kevin, let's talk about the issue of economic theft by China, especially IP theft, and how should President Trump address this?
Well, that's a perfect example. We think that we're competing fairly and playing a fair board game while they're cheating the entire time. And so, you know, Fred, you actually pulled together a phenomenal book, Warning Order, China Prepares for Conflict and Why We Must Do the Same. And in that, I was privileged to write a chapter. They're stealing billions of dollars of intellectual property every year. They're stealing it through cyber means. They're stealing it through having companies come in and operate in China with the promise of access to the Chinese market, and then they steal the technology and secrets. And they're controlling it, just like they've recently told Apple, oh, you can sell iPhones here, but in your app store, you have to remove these apps so that people can't access the international web without our filtering and control. So they've been playing a very purposed game for national dominance from their perspective, and we've just been assuming everybody's playing by the fair rules.
Well, I want to turn to a related issue, and that is a report that Iran recently reached a deal with the French automaker Renault, despite U.S. sanctions, with Iran, a $780 million deal to produce 150,000 cars. And I didn't understand from the piece, would these be produced in Iran or not? But could you comment on this story and how it relates to your overall concerns about a trade war?
Well, just as an example, Renault is an automaker, said, we don't care what your sanctions are. We don't care what the Iranians are doing or that you have legitimate reasons in the international community to apply sanctions. We want to do business here because it's just money. It's just business. I mean, this is the same thing that came up 5 years ago when we caught the British and American banks essentially laundering money for the Iranian regime against sanctions. A Standard Chartered, a huge bank in the United Kingdom, had internal emails who said, you effing Americans, who are you to tell us who we can do business with? And you know, what it says is that those of us on the West, in the West, view this as a marketplace. It's just an opportunity to make money. I guarantee that the Iranian purpose is not just to acquire cars. They're doing much that they can do to build their missile program, to develop their nuclear program, to do all sorts of things. And there's technology that they're wanting here that they're going to acquire, just like the Chinese acquire technology every time we build something in China. So this is a battle space for them, but we naively view it as a marketplace.
And I imagine deals like this are also intended by Tehran to make it much harder to convince European states to abrogate the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran.
Oh, absolutely. What they're doing is, we're just good citizens of the world just like everybody else, while behind the scenes they continue to violate every agreement that they've had. They continue to develop nuclear weapons. They continue to shout death to America. This is a perfect example. We in the West view it as a marketplace. Our enemies see this as a battle space for the war of ideas so that they can win hearts and minds of politicians, or whether it is to steal technology.
And finally, I want to talk about the recent U.S. sanctions on Russia. The fact that the Russians are expelling 755 U.S. diplomats has gotten a lot of play in the press. But there also are concerns that the Russians believe that this will result in a full-blown trade war between the United States and Russia. What's your take on this?
My take is they're just threatening that. We've got to do what we've got to do. We're already in a trade war, and the Russians are using that language because they know that they can appeal to the economics crowd in the United States and separate them from national security interests. And they're masters at this game. They've been playing it for a long time. The old Soviet Union used to do this. We would have oil interests there, and they would exploit our interest in their energy in the ground, whether it was through Armand Hammer or others, and then they would use that to influence administrations and influence politically. Russians don't just hack elections or hack DNC or whatever. They use every means at their disposal to achieve their objectives. They see this as a battle space.
It seems to me that the Russians have a lot more to lose by a trade war with the United States than we do. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. We're the only way that we can lose in a trade war with Russia is if we don't know we're in one. If they continue to take advantage, or if they use it, as I'm suggesting they're doing here, to manipulate the U.S. politicians and electorate. So, oh, President Trump is bad. President Trump's going to get us in a trade war. That meme is already out there, and they're just applying it here to try and make what he's doing that's good and right in terms of sanctions to look like it's a bad decision. They're just trying to make the president look bad using that. But in a real trade war, they'd get wiped.
Well, Kevin Freeman, we have to wrap it up there. Thank you for joining me today. You've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney. Thank you for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.